Hello, welcome along to this week's episode of the Let's Get Running podcast. It's Sean and Jermaine in a pub. How are you doing, Jermaine?
What? I can see you this time.
We are sitting in a pub with Achilles in North London talking into a big furry microphone.
That the dog's trying to eat.
So hopefully we'll get through this without any problems. But yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, you?
I'm tired.
I see you walking like a stiff board.
Like John Wayne, yeah, I did the marathon yesterday. It was hard work. It was very hard work, but hey.
But
yeah.
Fun?
It was fun to 16 miles, yeah, and then after 16 miles, Jesus, I was, same thing as Frankfurt, I got to 16 miles and my, I started retching again.
Retching, feeling sick.
Yeah, so probably like, again, second time in a row, and then I was trying to put, I tried these Morton gels this time, so I was basically, they're ones you eat rather than you swallow, so they look like almost like a jelly, right? So I was eating those, but I couldn't put them in my mouth, because every time I put them in my mouth, I'd essentially throw it back up again. So from 16 miles through to 26, yeah, I was retching and spitting gels out, and there was loads of nice people who were like giving like friendly shouts and stuff, but I was absolutely slammed.
So did you practice taking them before, right?
I practiced them in training, yeah. I don't know what it is. I think
maybe nerves and stuff.
Yeah, I think nerves made a difference. I think I'm just not suited to it. We were talking about this yesterday, but I think it's one of those things where actually marathon running just doesn't suit me.
I don't think it suits anyone.
No, it hurts, whatever. Yeah, so it was a tough old race, but I'm glad I finished. There was points when I thought, do you know what? I think about mile 19, I was so close to stepping off, but I thought, I've just got to finish the race, I've just got to get home, because if you don't get home then, you've got to get the tube home, and I thought, do you know what? I'm moving, so I've got to keep going. And
The commentators were saying the best place to drop out is Tower Bridge, because it's next to all the athletes' hotels.
Yeah. So they've got to walk anywhere.
So once they pass Tower Bridge, that's it. They don't drop out.
Yeah. Did you watch it on TV?
I did. And it was quite funny because I was looking out for the fancy dress stuff. So I saw someone dressed as Big Ben.
Nice.
That was hilarious. And then some guy was going for the mummy zombie Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
And it was 4 hours 30.
Right.
And he was on for 3:50, so he should have done that.
Yeah, nice. That's easy, that. We can run 3:50.
Maybe not me, but...
So next year, that's what I've got to go for. Forget this proper competitive stuff. Just go for the mummy world record. Looking at Eliud Kipchoge, I'm not going to get close to that. So
He was cruising.
Yeah. It's amazing how easy he is. I mean, he was looking the last, 400 metres. He didn't even look as if he was tired. He was just down that finishing straight. He was easy. Did you see when he kicked away from Mo?
A bit, because they was obviously going between that and the women's race.
Yeah, okay.
And, they just cruising away, like, pulled away slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, obviously, Mo was tired at the end as well.
Yeah. I've seen some interviews of Mo afterwards, and he's taken a lot of stick, hasn't he? Because he did that thing of Haile Gabi Selassie. You stayed in that hotel, haven't you?
I did. I got food poisoning after 2 days. And so I checked myself out. And they were in the front garden, they were digging a swimming pool. So it was just like a construction site.
Really?
So I was like, forget this. And I'll stay somewhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously that was funny.
Yeah. And he took, apparently there's some, I don't know if this is true, but there were some rumours about him, Jamal Aden's back coaching Mo, was involved with the coaching. And there was something to do with,
No. So what happened, someone posted online, pictures, because Mo denied that he knew Jamal Aden.
Right, okay, right.
So, and this person obviously posted pictures of Mo in Jamal's house and him hanging out. So
really?
This person's obviously just like stuck Mo right in it.
Yeah, Jesus. Because I saw an interview with him like on the finishing line, and this guy was saying, like, how, you've said that you didn't know Jamal Aden. We pictured you with him a week ago. What do you think of this? And Mo was, you could see he was squirming a bit. Hilarious, but hey. But there was some other good. Did you see any of the results? Nick Torrey, UK runner. He was 2:16. He ran amazingly. I think he's 42, 43.
Yeah, that's good for an old boy.
Yeah.
And then Hawkins was amazing.
Yeah, 2:08.
Yeah, and like, he was strong maybe until the last 1 or 2 mile, and then he was struggling.
Really?
But he looked really good.
Yeah.
They even thought maybe he'd catch Mo, and Mo like was blowing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, jeez. And what's her name for...
Purdue. Yeah, she was awesome.
She was incredible.
She was beasting along, yeah.
Yeah, 225. And she doesn't look like a natural runner. My wife is saying, she looks a bit like me. Why not? Well, I'm running 225.
Her running style as well is not as that gracious.
Yeah.
But she's obviously powerful. She's just churning it out.
Yeah, incredible. So what that brings us on to our predictions. So, how'd it go?
Well, I got Purdue, so that's one. That's one
point to you. And then I got with the male winner.
Yeah,
I
got male it.
That's 1-1.
And none of us got the women winner.
Yeah. Okay.
You got times, so I think you got closest to women's time because you said 2:19.
Yeah.
And then men's
time,
you 2:03. Yeah, and it was 2:02. So you got both the times.
Okay.
That's 3-1. I got your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said 2:31, 2:32, and you did 2:33.
Yeah.
You got your position, I guess, because it was closer.
Yeah. So all this leads us down to is I'm the winner, and you've got to do the forfeit.
So I decided, oh, I'll probably do a forfeit, but I'm going to do a duet.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do a double act costume.
For 10K. So we've got to find a 10K coming up soon. I'm going to do it with Jermaine. We're not going to do the pantomime horse because I don't want to be injured for a year. I'm definitely not being the back.
Today, I was on the bus and there was an elephant, a blue elephant. So I was thinking, oh, it must have been a costume from the marathon.
Yeah.
But it was a one-woman elephant. So it was like a big backpack as the back end.
That's it, right, with elephants. Unless we can get any other suggestions, I think elephants is probably the best one. But hey, yeah, so we have to think about our 10K coming up soon to try and dress up for. But all in all, it was an amazing day. If you were out on the course there, like, I've never seen like crowds like it like at London. And London's always the best supported race in the world, but this was like more than ever before, I think.
And the conditions were good because it was been hot leading up to it, and then it cooled right down.
Yeah.
And then it was almost a little chilly because a lot of people were wearing arm sleeves.
Yeah.
Which is probably perfect because when you're running, you overheat.
Yeah.
So it was probably like really good condition. I think the only thing that was bad was probably the wind.
Well, I was going to say that because I reckon you're mostly running from east to west, right? And it was a northwesterly wind. So the majority of the race, you had a headwind. And it got particularly bad. There was bits around Canary Wharf where either you were being pushed along because it swells around the buildings there, or it was like slamming in your face. So I think it was pretty tough going, like with wind wise. So for him to run, for Kipchoge to run 2:02.
Because that's his second fastest ever marathon time.
Yeah.
And that's like behind these perfect, the Nike.
Yeah.
Perfectly set up, you know, optimum marathon.
Yeah.
And he done it with bad conditions, like windy conditions.
Yeah.
And he done it in a real race.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. I think it was, to run that fast in those conditions.
And then amazing. First, second and third were all faster than the previous fastest of London, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. And it's mostly Ethiopians. They do well at
two Ethiopians and the one Kenyan.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And in terms of the women's winner, she was apparently, it was a Koskai. She was, earlier in the week, I saw some tweets going around about how she was 6-1 earlier in the week, like at some bookies. And like, no one thought she would win, and she absolutely destroyed it, didn't she?
Well, she was doing like a fartlek race, so she kept surging off. They let her go, but she wouldn't. And she was doing fast surges, so they thought, oh, she's going to blow up. And then in the end, she just like warm out because
really?
I guess they were just running even pace in training leading up.
Yeah.
They're not used to doing surges.
Yeah.
So it probably screwed them all over.
Yeah. For her to do that, because the people who were second and third, Mary Cartini, wasn't it? And Vivian Sherry, who's the lady I bet on. They're the best in the world, right? And she was just, she was comfortably beating them.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. But hey, but that's enough of our marathon chat. I didn't enjoy it. I had a horrible time. It was dark for me. 2:33 I think I ran, but I've got a feeling now I'm going to try and give that a miss for the next few years, marathons, and do some hill running.
Okay.
So my next challenge is for the podcast. I'm going to try and qualify for the Great Britain Mountain Running Team for the World Championships this year.
This year?
Yeah, while living in Amsterdam where there's not a single hill.
Where there's no hills.
That's going to be a shitload of steps.
Yeah. So if I can do it, it's going to be some achievement. So I'm going to try and from now on think about how I can replicate hills in Amsterdam. If anyone's got any ideas, email me. If anyone owns a treadmill company, yeah, get in touch, because I...
You have to make Molly pregnant again, then you're going to go up her belly a few times.
She'll love that. Hey, we have got one important thing to announce. We spoke on last week's show about how we were going to... about the SOAR Grassroots Hero Competition. So we're going to reveal the winner of that competition. We're going to reveal, and the winner this year is... This is Mark Lloyd. So Mark Lloyd runs a group called The Cottage in London, and he was nominated by Bethany Murray. So congratulations to Mark. This is a nomination, so I'll read it out. So it's Mark leads The Cottage group on a Tuesday night in Battersea Park. Every week without fail, Mark is down in the park on a Tuesday night, setting a session for around 40 of the best runners in London. Cottage is made up of runners from clubs all over the country who come together thanks to Mark to form what must be one of the highest quality distance groups in England. Mark always seems to be there cheering us on, whether it's up in Leeds in the National or at Lee Valley on a Wednesday night. If a Cottage athlete is there, Mark is bound to be there. He also spends hours putting together weekend updates on the Facebook group. And so many athletes and clubs are grateful to Mark for all the effort he puts in to help athletes compete in various events around the country. So... we decided that was a good, or the guys at SOAR decided that
they
was a great.
They decided,
just to clarify. Yeah, they decided it was a great nomination. So Mark is the champion. We did have a couple of a difficult choice. They were all great nominations. Particular shout out to Mark Hookway, who was a nominee, and he was down to the last few in the shortlist. And also Marathon Sam, so she is a lady who... was joint founder of the Run Together group, which is now an initiative taken on by Run England, and we thought those two were worthy of mention, as were all of the nominations. So thanks for entering, guys.
We'll try and get you some more free stuff, more good competitions.
Yeah, and get you involved. I haven't even asked you how you're going. You're tired, aren't you?
Well, today.
Yeah.
I've been up since 3, working.
Jesus, 3 a.m. So all you people in London, you want to know how the whole city keeps running. It's people like Jermaine giving up his time.
Well, I am getting paid for
he's
it.
He's getting paid.
Giving it up.
He's not a grassroots hero.
But saying that, I do have a funny story.
Okay.
So obviously when you change over your bus, in live changeover, you literally just jump in with passengers on and you drive to the end of the route.
Yeah.
So I drive to the end of the route, everyone gets off. Then I'm checking the bus.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of pushchairs, obviously, in the bay, but they've left. And there was a nappy there. But, you know, you can see when it's a new nappy or an old nappy, because the old nappies are, like, really puffed up. So this was a new nappy, but open. So I was like, okay, that should be all right. Because I usually kick the papers and cans towards the door.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to kick them off the bus, because then you're littering.
Okay.
So I kick it near the door.
Yeah.
So when people get off, they kick it off the bus. Because it's in their way.
So environmental campaigner, Jermaine.
So I'm kicking the stuff near the door, and then I see this nappy. So I go to kick it, and obviously I kick the top, and then it flips up. Oh no, you didn't! it was a massive Christmas log. It was human. It was human. Obviously, it was human. It was man size. So it looked like the parent had did it and used the nappy to wipe the bum. I was like, what? I had to call it in. Bus was mechanical. out of service bus.
Yeah, that's what kids do to you, right? You got to put up with it. Yeah. Says Jermaine as he's stroking Achilles in the middle of a pub in North London.
Yeah. Don't tell people that.
Yeah. But good stuff. That's our review of the London Marathon. We'll have a show again for you next week. Obviously, I'll be back in Amsterdam to report. And we'll fill you with some more reviews. Following up, we've got a couple of little tidbits. We've got, I managed to take my dictaphone down to the finishing line, and I spoke to 3 people at the end of the race. Unfortunately, it's a bit male heavy, this show, because I spoke to 3 guys, to Martin Yelling from Marathon Talk. I spoke to Russell Bentley, the blogger runner, and I spoke to old friend of the show, the Turbo Ferret, Richard McDool, who had a great race. He ran 2:23. I speak to all of those 3 guys about their race just quickly on the dictaphone. So we're going to hear those coming up next. But yes, thanks for listening in, and we'll see you everybody next week.
See you, people. Bye.
We're here at the finish line. I'm here with number one running podcaster,
yeah,
Martin Yenning, from the big daddy of podcast Marathon Talk. You've been watching the race?
I've been watching it on the telly, actually.
Have you?
And then I went out on the streets at mile 13. They had a big screen there just before halfway. So you were able to watch all the crowd, watch the runners on the streets, and then watch it on the telly. So I saw Mo get kind of ejected out the back of the group.
I was going to ask what happened.
Ejected out the back of the group. Just couldn't hang on, couldn't close the gap.
Yeah.
Kipchoge looked magnificent, running 2:02.
Jesus, 2:02 what?
2:02:33 or something, I think, to take the win. Yeah, and it was a 2:03, maybe another 2:02:50 something for second, and a 2:03 for third. Mo back in fifth with 2:05 something, maybe sixth, yeah.
Jeez. What about the ladies?
Callum Hawkins ran brilliantly, though. Fantastic run from him, yeah.
Was he first Brit other than Mo?
Yeah, 2:08.
Wow.
I know, and then Charlotte Perdue, probably the run of the day for me, she ran 2:25.
Wow. Where did that put her in the field then?
Put her 10th, pretty much. Wow. I think almost, you know, guaranteeing her Olympic spot. Anyway, look, forget that lot. How did you do?
Not so good.
He says not so good, but here we are, stood, picking up our bags at the championship start.
Yeah.
I look ahead, I can see a Marathon Talk vest picking up the bag too. So
I think that's been the hardest thing of the day, is getting your bag off the truck, to be honest. It's a bit of a, it's a big queue there, but
have done pretty well.
2:33. I went through in 272.
It's nothing to complain about.
It's nothing to complain about. I was direction again, second big marathon in a row. I've been direction from 16 miles, but I don't quite know what the problem is, but anyway.
Great run though.
Yeah.
You should be pleased with that.
Yeah.
Even sometimes when it doesn't go quite as you wanted to, you've got to be thankful for getting out, giving it a go, haven't you?
Yeah, and I've got, my daughter's been around this year, and it's lovely to have her about, so I've got a lot to be thankful for, so it's good.
Well done.
We're at the finish line here with Russell Bentley. How did it go, mate?
It went awful, Sean. Not my day today out there, but I did nothing wrong, you know. I had a crack, and I had done Brighton Marathon 2 weeks ago. I hurt my calf out there, so I had a quick turnaround to try and get it ready for today. And I got to about mile 19:20, and it went as it always does. So, not the end of the world though. I live to fight another day.
We've got an intruder here.
I'm alive.
How are you doing? You're alive.
I'm good, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. I saw you come past me. Was it 22 miles?
Around there, yeah.
I was,
What time did you get?
Door by then.
2:31 dead, but for where I'm at, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I'll clearly be under 2.5.
Oh, well done, man.
I'm not getting any younger, so I need to get a beard. Who had the 4% on here?
I did.
No, I didn't.
Didn't do shit for me.
I'm not going to get them until I'm running well, because there's no point.
Get the 5%.
Yeah. I'll leave you to you. I don't know.
It's very exciting scenes here.
So, good luck with the yoga business, mate.
Cheers, Peter. Cheers, see you in the pub, mate.
So Brighton was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, Brighton. I was thinking 2:22 would be about realistic time for me. I ran a 67.5 off 100-mile week, so I was thinking I was in good shape. It was windy out there, a lot windier than here today, and my calf went, and so managed to get. Squeezed into this race, and it's just such an amazing experience anyway, you know, however it goes, I love it. So I would have dropped out, but the crowds were just too incredible.
They were bigger than I've ever seen.
Amazing, weren't they? Yeah, some of it reminded me of, you know, the Tour de France, where they all close in around you.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember mile 10 around there was no barriers.
Oh yeah,
so they were just right on your face there, but it was amazing. So
it was great.
It's always a incredible experience, and you just got to be humble and grateful that you can get around a marathon. You know, a lot of people can't. So
exactly, and how are those last few miles of your calf? Did you manage to sort of
I was I was struggling, but the crowds were amazing. Last few miles picked up a bit. 2:35, I think. So not setting the world on fire today, Stu. How about you?
Well, if you'd gone 3 minutes slower, I would have been with you. So,
good job, mate. Yeah, well done, man. Yeah. Good job, dude. I'll see you in the pub.
Yeah.
How'd you get on?
2:33, but I was dying. Yeah, I was dying.
Like we said, that's better than Frankfurt, so you're on an upward trajectory now.
Yeah. I think that might be my last.
No, you said that last time. Come on.
Well, I'm thinking that I'm going to try and do the World Mountain Running this year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I've got obviously trained for that in Amsterdam, so...
Yeah, you're really good in the mountains, aren't you? Yeah. You know, I live in Snowdonia, so I do mountain stuff all the time, yeah. But remember, you won the mountain running trials one year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, get back to it, dude. Yeah. No, you got a lot of talent there. So, it was what, 10 minutes quicker than you ran in Frankfurt?
Yeah.
So just do that again.
Yeah.
And you're on your way.
Perfect. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, where's Jermaine?
I've got to find him.
Yeah, he's driving a bus. What is that true about the planes?
The what?
He's in the Air Force.
Yeah, only like a weekend warrior.
Right. I thought he'd be flying tornadoes. Going from the London double deckers to the tornado. All right, mate.
That's what I'd love to all see. Right, yeah. Off to Chandos, yeah?
Exactly. Yeah. See you there.
Lovely.
All right. Cheers, Sean.
The end of the marathon, we're here at the finish line. I've been sick, but I'm standing here with the Turbo Ferret, friend of the show, Richie McDowell. How did it go, mate? How was your run?
Well, you weren't the only one being sick. I had a good old Chunder session just after crossing the line. But my goal was around about 2:22. So obviously went through halfway in 70, which was, not good pacing. See, I was latched onto a good little group and we sort of took turns, came through halfway in 70 on the nose, which is a half marathon PB, so ideal way of pacing a full marathon.
Yeah. And then just windy shit as well that first half.
It was. There was, there were a couple of bits where the wind was funneled. Going over Tower Bridge, that was, it was like, this is how it's going to feel for the second half. But second half, I did back it off a little bit, so I could go at my own pace. I wasn't the pace wasn't dictated by the people, and I did go backwards a little bit in terms of pace, but took a few scalps, and came through 2:23:08. I think was my official time. So that's. Five and a half minutes knocked off last year.
Bloody
so
hell.
All in all, watch happy days.
Year,
happy days.
Another 5 minutes next year.
That might be a bit of a tough ask, but pretty happy.
From my perspective, the crowds they felt bigger this year than ever before. Was it louder, do you think, out there on the course?
I find it hard to tell. I try and kind of block them out a little bit. I'm just kind of in the zone. Yeah. The kind of blinkers are on. And sometimes the crowd lift you up and sometimes it's just, I just want to be in the end zone. And they're just, the tunnel's a nice respite.
Yeah.
But, it's definitely type 2 fun. So, all in all, happy.
Yeah, we can go and we can have a pint now and we can relax and think about tomorrow, I guess. Yeah.
The pint, the idea of the pint and the reality of the pint sometimes are a bit different. But yeah, we're off to go and see the family. My little boy was cheering at Surrey Quays, so go and give him a big cuddle.
Nice one, lovely. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Here you go.
Super.